Hey everybody, welcome back to the Percy Jack Son of Poseidon podcast. This is going to be part 3 of my review for Percy Jackson, The Sea of Monsters. So going into reading this book, I remembered it being my favorite in the series. And now after reading it, I don't think it's going to be my favorite of the series. I prefer the first book so far to Sea of Monsters. And I think one of the reasons why I enjoyed it so much the first time is it is the shortest book of the series, and it has a quick pace, and we're getting introduced to more new characters and everything. But I think whereas when I was younger I saw it being it short as a more of a strength, now I think it suffers from being the shortest in the series. Many parts of this book feel rushed, and other parts feel that could have been rushed. Some parts were rushed, are drawn out. Some parts were too drawn out and other parts were too rushed. So the chariot race, that could have been a little bit shorter. We didn't get to spend enough time with Clarice or Luke, even though they play crucial roles in the story in this book. We spend most of our time with Percy and Annabeth, which I do love, because we see how their friendship has grown over the year and how they've learned to open up and trust each other, which is great. Also, I do like Annabeth's character arc of not liking Tyson at the beginning because of her past interactions with Cyclops, but then she comes to realize that Tyson is different and she gives him credit for helping with the quest at the end. Also, Percy has a small arc with Tyson as well. At first he, likes him as a friend, but then when he realizes, because he thinks Tyson's a human, but then when he learns that, Tyson's his half-brother, he kind of is ashamed to have this half-brother that's a monster. And then he realizes how much he cares about Tyson when he thinks that he is dead. So in the end, he proudly proclaims Tyson as his brother. And it's kind of sweet, since Percy has, been this only child his whole life. It's kind of interesting that he accepts, that he has this brother now and they have this connection. So I do like those character arcs pertaining to Tyson in particular. However, with this book being the shortest, we don't get the same character development from the other characters that we have spent less time with. I think Clarice is an interesting character, being the daughter of Ares and feeling, the pressure of Ares to finish this quest without the help of Percy, which I think is pretty interesting, but also knowing that she did need Percy's help in the end and, sort of not wanting, she's a little hesitant to accept help from Percy because she feels like she needs to prove herself. But, we don't really get to know Clarice or how she feels. I would like to know more about Clarice and why she feels this pressure that she needs to live up to her father's expectations. And I can't remember if we get much Clarice in the next books, but I think this is kind of the most we get from her in terms of being involved with the actual plot. And so it's a little disappointing that we don't get to spend more time with her and sort of build a relationship with her and the other characters. There's also not a lot of Grover or Chiron in this book, which were the two characters that started off the series in The Lightning Thief. So they were the two characters that sort of endeared us to the story of Percy and, his connection with them. And I feel Grover, really was the heart of that first book. And he's kind of replaced in this book by Tyson. And then Chiron is the mentor figure that doesn't actually get replaced in this book. So it's just sort of, he's just absent in the role. So we don't get enough of them, I think, of the familiar characters. And we don't get enough of the new characters either. And Chiron does mention that, it's revealed he is the son of Kronos. And I don't really remember if this comes back up again in the later books. I think it wasn't touched upon enough in this book. It may get mentioned, I'm not sure, in the next books, but I don't remember it being a crucial part of anything. So I'm not really sure why we're bringing up this big reveal that Chiron is the son of Kronos. It seems like it should be a pretty big deal. And then even Tyson just kind of comes off more as like a simpleton, a goofy little brother to Percy, instead of like an actual character in and of himself. And so I do wish we maybe would have portrayed Tyson a little bit bad. He is definitely very sweet and kind, and he does have a heroic moment towards the end, which I do like. But, and I do think that part of, you know, him being a Cyclops is why he comes off so childish. But I do wish maybe we, and maybe we do get more of Tyson going forward, and this, you know, gets addressed later on. But I wish Tyson was more of an actual person in this book rather than just Percy's little brother. And then we don't get a whole lot of Luke in this. You know, Luke has this whole plan to resurrect Kronos, but I think there's only like two, maybe three scenes with Luke in this entire book, and we need more of him, and him, we need to see him recruiting the people to his cause in order to really kind of understand him as a villain and sort of root for him to kind of want this sort of redemption that Hermes, his father, kind of was hoping for. And so at this point, I just don't really care about Luke, even though, you know, we did get to meet his father, Hermes. I just feel like there's not enough Luke in here for me to care either way if he succeeds or if he doesn't succeed. And that's kind of a weak villain. So I wish we got more from Luke in this. I do like Hermes, his father. He comes off as this fun, sort of mailman, business type man. And I like how he, you know, talks to Percy. He doesn't treat him like a little kid. He is dismissive with him like some of the other gods. Which is nice to see from the gods because, you know, Zeus was kind of a jerk and Poseidon was kind of standoffish. And so I do like how Hermes interacts with Percy, treats him like the hero that he knows he is. And I also like the two snakes on Hermes' staff. They provide some good comedic relief. So I like all the interactions that we get with Hermes in this book. And then throughout the book, Percy and his friends take on several new monsters, which I do like. I always like seeing new mythological creatures brought to life. So I like the opening dodgeball scene against the Lastragonians, the giant cannibals. However, I feel some of the other monsters were a bit rushed through. The new trio of Tyson, Annabeth, and Percy, you know, they get to the woods in I think Virginia Beach or something, and it's like, you know, just a few minutes into the woods and they're already attacked by Hydra, and then it's instantly disposed of. And so I kind of wish we maybe would have gotten a little bit more time there. And also them going to Circe's Island. We don't get to spend any time here on Circe's Island. We don't get to really know the character of Circe. I do like how they kind of tied in the new myth of Circe. Instead of turning men into pigs, she turns them into guinea pigs. That's kind of interesting. But I wish we had more time on Circe's Island and would have tied it in more with the Circe mythology, you know, that we get in the Odysseus story, and, you know, just kind of see what the island life is like and everything. And then they also encounter the sirens, and we do get, you know, the reveal about Annabeth from the sirens and giving us a little more insight into her, which is really great, but still it's a pretty short scene, and we don't really get to see the sirens themselves as monsters to be defeated. So I think, you know, even in the end, they go up against Polyphemus, the giant Cyclops, and they manage to trick him fairly easily, you know. And then in the end, Percy has a fight with Luke in sword combat, and even that feels kind of a bit rushed. And I just don't feel the stakes or the threat involved. I don't ever worry that Percy is in danger in any of these instances, and I also don't worry that Luke is, you know, going to kill Percy. And I know that these books are written, you know, for middle grade readers and everything, but you can still, you know, write for a younger audience and deliver compelling characters and action scenes that make the readers feel like the characters are in real danger. I mean, they did that really well with the Harry Potter books. And I think in here, there's just so much being rushed through. We want to introduce the Hydra because that's classics. You know, we want to introduce Circe's Island because that's classic. Sirens, those are classics. So, you know, we got to hit all those high points, you know, but then we're just going to rush right through them. We do get the hippocampi, which are really cool. I do like seeing those sea creatures, and that's a lot of fun, and they do come back in the books. So I do like that, but I do feel that we could have maybe spent more time with the Hydra, more time on Circe's Island, and more time definitely with Luke. So this book definitely suffers from just being too short, and just it's a quick snap pace, which is nice, but it makes it feel very rushed at the same time. What I do like is that this book continues the overall arc of the series, revealing the prophecy about a child of the Big Three, which is why Percy is so special in this world, and then the reveal at the end with Talia coming to back to life, and so now Percy is no longer the only child of the big three. And also the reveal of what really happened with Annabeth, Luke, and Thalia all those years ago. Something that was hinted at in the first book, but now we learn that they were actually attacked by Cyclops, and that Talia sacrificed herself, and that's how she was turned into the tree. And now the Golden Fleece has essentially cured her, and we get Talia back. So I do like that. It's a great way to tie the first two books in together and also set up some stuff going forward. We also learn that the Golden Fleece can resurrect Kronos, and that's what Luke's plan is. Every time he recruits a new member to the cause, Kronos gets more stronger and powerful. And I'm still not sure how that ties in with Luke's plan in The Lightning Thief. Like, you know, if it had succeeded and if Percy had gone down to the underworld with the lightning bolt in the book, I'm not sure if this is a backup plan we have with the Golden Fleece or what. Or if this was the plan all along, I don't really know. They don't explain that. Again, we don't get enough of Luke and his villainy in this book. But overall, I still really do enjoy this book. I just don't love it the way I think I did when I first read it for some reason. Partially because that was over 10 years ago and I was a lot younger. And I wasn't very experienced with reading or writing. And now that I've learned a lot being a writer myself, and I learned what goes into good characters and good storytelling and good narrative. So my metric for what I read now is a little bit higher. And again, this is written for middle grade, sure, but I still think it could have been a little bit better fleshed out. And so, you know, when I first read it, I just liked that this was really fast-paced and it was short. And now those are kind of not what I want. You know, now that I've read the entire series, I'm looking for a little bit more. You know, the fast-paced nature, you know, in this book is a little bit of a hindrance, and we need to spend more time with the characters. So, we'll see how I end up ranking all five books in the end. Maybe this will still be, you know, on the higher end, I don't remember. But I have a feeling that I will enjoy the next book, The Titan's Curse, more than I did the first time, because I am a little bit more mature, and that one does, I think, from what I remember, it does kind of get to be a little bit more mature in its themes and everything, so hopefully, I don't remember anything about that book, so I'm going in fairly fresh. I pretty much remembered The Lightning Thief and Sea of Monsters pretty accurately. From here on out, I don't remember the other three books that well. I just remember sort of an overall ending, but I'm really looking forward to finishing off the series. So overall, that's my thoughts on Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Sea of Monsters. I still enjoy it. It's not as great. It has a lot of problems, but I do like what we get from it in terms of Percy, Annabeth, and even Tyson a little bit, but it's not what I love. So, what do you think? Am I being too harsh on the book? Maybe I am. Do you really love it? Do you like it? Do you hate it? So let me know your thoughts in the comments below. So thank you all for listening, and stay tuned for more Percy Jack's Son of Poseidon podcast. Next up is book 3, The Titan's Curse. Until next time, later, seaweed brain.